Good morning, men. Welcome to Camp Red Devil, home of the 5th Infantry Division Mechanized Recondo School. During the next 21 days, you will receive some of the roughest but the best training that this Army has to offer. You will be coming in contact with some of the best instructors. They are here because they have had the experience in Vietnam, out in the field. During this training, some of you will not make it. But for those of you that do make it, you will be proud to wear the patch of a Recondo. This is when you must draw upon your reserve energy. This is when you must exert your leadership principles. Because in order to complete this course, you must put forth all that you can muster. Now, you will have with you at all times a cadre. He will provide you with guidance that you can apply to your leadership position. You must then take what you have learned during the classroom instructions, apply this in practical work. 85% of your training here is practical work. This includes patrolling, survival, land navigation, and mountaineering. So I put it to you as a challenge for the next 21 days. You must muster everything to include physical, mental, and courage to complete this course.
From this point forward during Recondo training, these men will sweat, learn, suffer, gain courage and confidence, meet fear and conquer it, learn skills, learn how to survive in war, and become better men.
On the second day of training, we start trying to build confidence into each man by sort of acquainting him with how to conquer a mountain. It starts with what is underdescribed as a mountain walk.
Confidence is a very individual thing. I doubt if anyone's born with it. It comes through good old solid experience, doing something that maybe you didn't think you could do until you do it.
Okay, one man at a time. Get your left foot up. Keep your head up as you're moving up. Get your hand holds in your foothold. Reach up above you up there and get your hand hold. Keep the mud off your feet there so you won't slip on it when you start up. Okay, get your hand holds up there.
And just when you feel like you've accomplished more than anyone on earth could expect, something new comes up for you to achieve.
All right, Recondo, we're going to rappel from right down here. Let's go. Morning, Pop.
Good morning, Sergeant. How are you?
Pretty good. Got you another group of Recondos here for a little bit of rappel training.
Good.
Hadn't been over the cliff yet, so they're going to be a little bit skittish maybe on the first try.
Hello, Recondo.
Hello, sir.
Are you scared of height?
A little, sir.
Quite a steepness there. Quite a way down there, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you, don't be scared of it. We're going to teach you how to go down that safe way and to hide against the more you're going to like it, okay?
Okay, Recondo, come over here. Now, we have been mountain walking, and we started climbing, and we had a lot of trouble, didn't we? We started climbing. Today, you have no trouble, have you? Huh? No, we're going to start with uphilling.
This is Pop Sorensen, civilian instructor for Recondo Mountain Training, one of the leading ski jumpers in the world. He was U.S. Olympic ski coach in 1936 and 1952. He's an expert mountain climber.
So we are going to start in on this particular cliff. Very steep, you're going to use seat hip rappel, okay?
Another step of rope happens a while later the same day. The men learn how to prepare for rappelling down a cliff.
Back a little bit. Okay, now take short steps. Start moving your feet down one at a time. There you go. Keep your hand down close to your snap link. Keep your hand as small as your back. Throw your shoulders back a little bit so you pull your weight in against the rope. Keep your knees straight. Don't bend them so much. Keep your feet pointed straight uphill.
Sure, there are some that are awkward, nervous, scared. Call it what you want. But let's not forget, they do go over the edge. And when they do, they grow some more.
Bring your shoulders back a little bit. Don't grip your left hand so much, or your right hand. Just hold your right hand slack under the rope there, because all it is your balance hand. It's not a breaking hand. Give him all the slack you can, our safety man. Throw your shoulders back a little bit, you're beginning to hump forward. You don't have to watch your feet, they'll pick their own foothold.
All right, Ricardo, when you get off of this rope down there, I want you to shake this rope out, let it fall against the cliff, and then give me a good loud off-repel, Ricardo.
Off-repel, Ricardo! Ricardo!
Begin to see the real uniqueness of Ricardo here. It's a sort of emotional growth that lasts, and maturing that helps prepare a man for a lot of things in life.
Off repel! Off repel, Ricardo!
A man that takes Ricardo may never use mountain training itself in combat. The discipline and confidence he experiences during this stage of training may see him through a lot of things. We all know physical training is a big thing in Army training.
Stand to the left. Put! Grass and cover. Arms downward. Put! Put! Stand up. Put! Put! Exercise one of the Army drill, one is a high jumper.
At Ricardo, it starts before the roosters get up. After they get through with the regular exercises, we'll gradually have them running several miles at a time.
High jumper, starting position. Hoop! Ah. In head on, exercise. One, two, three.
One!
One, two, three.
Two!
One, two, three.
Three!
One, two, three.
Four!
One, two, three.
Four!
And sooner or later, they may learn there's a real value to building stamina.
You want to finish this course?
Three, three,
you got to get some drive in those muscles.
One, two, three, four.
Recondos, some of the different types of guerrilla warfare would be to attack a vulnerable target with superior strength.
Gentlemen, in patrolling, crossing a danger area is a technique all of its own.
Some are principles of evasion. The most important principle of evasion is prepare a detailed plan. Observe the rules of movement, camouflage, and concealment. Patience and perseverance.
Good morning, Recondos. For the next 50 minutes, I'm going to explain and we're going to discuss the Lenzetic compass.
That the point man will halt a patrol prior to entering the danger area and call the patrol leader forward to make what we call a patrol leader's recon of the danger area.
Conserve your food. Conserve your strength. You must have the will to survive.
Once the recon is completed, primarily, we'll call the compass man back to the patrol leader and tell him the area is secure and he can move the rest of the troops across.
The stronger helps the weaker. If a man becomes disabled, help him along. Don't leave him at the rear or behind to die.
Man, you want a world of hurt? Just forget to spread out while traveling on a patrol.
What is an azimuth? Recondo 1-1.
An azimuth is the direction given in a clockwise manner.
Very good, very good.
So spread out. Maybe that way they'll only get one.
Women that react to danger better than that. Look around you, Recondos. That's the organization you've created. It's the universe of mess. All right, on your feet. Move out.
Listen, when I signed up for Recondo, I never knew it was going to be this rough.
Oh, my muscles are sore. I can't even lay down.
How many more days of this stuff do we have left, anyway?
Too many for me. I'm afraid to count.
Okay, you guys, settle down. 4 o'clock's a mighty early.
Just because you volunteer for Recondo doesn't mean you have to like it all the time. It is tough. Damned if I could sleep nights if it weren't. Small wonder that in 21 days we cover 7 to 8 weeks of normal training. When you really stop and think, it's quite possible a lot of these men are going to reach combat. They'll have a world of hurt if they don't come away from here with a heaven's plenty more than just words in a book. It's all geared toward building leadership, one way or another. If a man can't control his patrol under the stress and harass of training, how can you expect him to handle actual conditions of combat? It's better to have confusion here, in training, and correct it. So next time, when it really matters, response is more positive.
Come on, come on, use a little teamwork. Help your buddy up that obstacle. Let's go.
Right, you make a fight.
Okay, man, make a stroke with your hand. Help up over the bank.
That's it.
Okay, Patrol Leader, see how it is this, use this method? Don't you get the rest of these people squared away and get them up over the bank. Now, let's go.
Okay, Evans, let's try it.
Days isn't much time for trying to build skilled, competent leaders of patrols. But we hear back from the units, our little crash course is doing okay, making better soldiers and men. In the final week of Recondo training, students go through a 96-hour patrolling exercise. We're picking them up here at dawn, second day. The mission is to plan, prepare, and execute the complete disruption of the enemy supply column.
Long after successful ambush, the patrol is given the order to establish a patrol base for contact with friendly partisans in the area for resupply. This is a prearranged pickup of limited supplies, including some sea rations and live, unprepared food, meaning pheasants. Later in the day, the men will have to prepare and eat the birds as part of their survival training. It's next morning. Prior to this, patrols have successfully conducted raids and other missions. They've been ordered by higher headquarters to form a company, conduct an economy of force mission, which is a consolidated mass attack on the enemy headquarters. Later, the men will be critiqued fully. Now, they're ordered to break up into teams and return to base camp, attempting to evade the 150-man enemy force between them and base camp. The point is quite clear. Any Recondo captured will be returned to the starting point of the exercise. Recondos know that means miles of extra walking before they can get back. So, they are motivated to evade the enemy. It's fair to say, by the end of the 96-hour exercise of patrolling, the men feel they've earned the right to be called Recondos.